USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Former President Trump survived the impeachment hearings, but will President Biden? Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has introduced articles of impeachment against President Biden. The Republican alleges he violated his oath of office by not securing the country's borders and protecting national security. She claims Biden has purposefully failed to fulfill his duties of the presidency. She added the Biden administration has been working to systematically destroy the country since being inaugurated. The White House blasted Greene for the move, calling it a shameless sideshow political stunt. More talk with no conclusion. The debt default saga continues. Here's Skip Kelly.
Biden spoke to reporters at the White House yesterday about the negotiations underway with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to raise the debt ceiling ahead of the June 1st deadline. The president said, "We're going to come together because there's no alternative." He also emphasized that the negotiations are about the outlines of the budget and not about whether the U.S. will pay its debts. Republicans have been calling for spending cuts in exchange for a deal to raise the debt limit. I'm Skip Kelly.
Target is recalling close to 5 million candles that could crack while burning and pose risk of injury. The items could break and could cut or burn users. The retail giant fielded over 100 reports of candles cracking during use and 6 reports of injuries. The recall is for the threshold glass jar candles in various scents sold beginning August 29th. Montana is becoming the first U.S. state to ban the social media app TikTok.
The Montana Constitution has a very broad protection for individual privacy, and TikTok violates that.
Governor Greg Gianforte signed legislation to ban TikTok from operating in the state. It also prohibits app stores who offer TikTok to Montana users. Gianforte said the bill will protect Montanans from the Chinese Communist Party. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, this video's galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Moscow is threatening to strike back as the CIA works to recruit frustrated Russian civilians to become spies. The agency has launched an official channel on Telegram, the encrypted messaging app favored by Russians, with a dramatized Russian language video. The video encourages Russians to engage with the CIA on Telegram and share information it says could be critical to U.S. intelligence efforts. A Los Angeles jury is now deliberating actor Danny Masterson's second rape trial. The former That 70s Show star is accused of attacking 3 women 2 decades ago in his Hollywood Hills home. He denies the charges. A different jury could not reach a verdict last year, leading to a mistrial. John Schaefer has the latest on forgiveness of student loan debt.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has confirmed that the pandemic-era pause on federal student loan payments will come to an end later this year. That pause has been in place for more than 3 years. It's been extended 8 times, even after the Biden administration said it would no longer be extended. When that pause ends, roughly 44 million people will have to restart making payments on their federal student loans.
An 1,100-year-old Hebrew Bible sold for more than $38 million at an auction in New York City. The former U.S. Ambassador to Romania, Alfred Moses, had the winning bid. He'll donate to the ANU Museum of the Jewish People in Tel Aviv. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.